Yeah, Bob had recommended a program for me and everything, and that kind of fell through and everything, so kind of took to heart. Doyle said, you know, we haven't had a program on the foundation in a long time and everything, so I started looking up some things on that and some other things on Rotary, and I learned a lot of things that I didn't know about it. I've been a Rotarian for over 35 years, and you can still learn new things here. So kind of start off with the basics here. Most people know Rotary Club was founded by Paul Harris in 1905. The name Rotary came from the early practice of rotating meetings among members' offices. First four members were Paul Harris, who was a lawyer, a coal merchant, a mining engineer, and a merchant tailor. Paul Harris was not the first president. He recommended Sylvester Shield to be president so he could remain behind the scenes and develop membership. The next five members were a cowboy, a desk clerk, a marble salesman, an actor, a merchant seaman, and a fruit picker. So they had some diverse membership there. It was primarily founded as a friendship and business organization. Paul just wanted to meet other people and have fellowship with them. But 2 years later, it added a third objective: to perform civic service. They began pooling their resources, contributing their talents to serve communities in need, and their first project was a public toilet in downtown Chicago. The saloons down there would not let unaccompanied women in them, so they had nowhere to go to the bathroom, so they built that. And that step transformed Rotary into the world's very first service club. The popularity spread throughout the U.S. the decade that followed. Clubs were chartered from San Francisco to New York. During the first Rotary Convention in 1910, Daniel Cady of the Rotary Club of New York predicted that Rotary, which at that time had 16 clubs, would reach 1,000 clubs within 80 years. Now, they exceeded the goal much sooner. The 1,000th Rotary Club was added in 1921, only 11 years after his speech. The first international club was chartered in Winnipeg, Canada in 1910. First club outside North America was established in Dublin, Ireland in 1911. The first non-English speaking club was Havana, Cuba. By 1921, Rotary clubs had been formed on six continents, and the organization adopted the name Rotary International a year later. By 1922, there were over 2,100 clubs worldwide with over 110,000 members. Today, there's 1.4 million Rotarians in over 220 countries. Rotarians in the U.S. make up 28% of all Rotarians worldwide. A new club is chartered every 14 hours. There's a Rotary Club meeting being held someplace in the world every hour of every day. If you attended one meeting a day, it'd take 80 years to visit all of the 46,000 Rotary Clubs in the world. By that time, there'd probably be thousands more to visit as well. The most remote club is Papeete, Tahiti, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The southernmost is Base Morambio in Antarctica. The northernmost is Barrow, Alaska, above the Arctic Circle. And the highest is Il Aguilar in Argentina at 16,000 feet above sea level. The Oklahoma City Downtown Rotary Club has the distinction of being the largest Rotary Club in the world, with 615 full-time members and 22 honorary members. Previously, the Birmingham, Alabama Rotary Club held the top spot with just over 600 members. The country of Nauru in Micronesia has the fewest Rotarians globally, with only 11 members in the country. There's a lot of famous Rotarians that have been in clubs in the past there. Some of them, Neil Armstrong, Clarence Birdseye, who invented the method for fast freezing food, Admiral Richard Byrd, Sir Winston Churchill. Many presidents have been Rotarians. Gerald Ford, Warren Harding, John F. Kennedy, Franklin Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George W. and H.W. Bush, and actually Donald Trump, who is president of the Rotary Club of New York, the number six club in the world. Guglielmo Marconi, who invented wireless radio, Charles Mayo, the founder of the Mayo Clinic, J.C. Penney, Colonel Sanders, Charles Walgreen, Orville Wright, Sam Walton, Luciano Pavarotti, the opera singer, and Sir Edmund Hillary, the first to reach the summit of Everest. They were all regular members. There's also honorary membership, which a Rotary Club can bestow on different personalities there. And they've had kings of many countries, Charles Lindbergh, Buzz Aldrin, Thomas Edison, Walt Disney, Bob Hope, Margaret Thatcher, Pope Francis, and Dolly Parton are all honorary Rotary Club members. What is the object of Rotary? They had a long-winded kind of definition of this, and it's to encourage and foster the ideal of service as a basis of worthy enterprise, and in particular to encourage and foster development of acquaintances, an opportunity for service, high ethical standards in business and professions, recognition of worthiness of all useful occupations. It went on and on and on and on there. So it's quite a mouthful. So in 1976, the Rotary International Board of Directors wanted a concise definition of what the fundamental aspects of Rotary were. And they turned to their public relations committee, and they got a one-sentence definition, and they presented that Rotary is an organization of business and professional persons united worldwide who provide humanitarian service, encourage high ethical standards in all vocations, and help build goodwill and peace in the world. Rotary has several symbols. Probably the most recognizable is the Rotary Wheel. It's been a symbol of Rotary since the early days. And the first design was made by Chicago Rotarian Montague Bear, an engraver, who drew a simple wagon wheel with kind of lines to show motion and dust around it there. Most clubs had some form there, so every club had a different logo, most of them incorporating the wheel, though, on that. So in 1922, they decided they should adopt a single design. And they had a gear wheel with 24 cogs and 6 spokes was adopted. But a group of engineers devised that the gear wheel was mechanically unsound and would not work without a keyway or a little notch in there. And so they added that the next year. Without it, you'd just be spinning your wheels. The Rotary flag was first flown in Kansas City in January 1915. And since then, it's been traded between clubs, and they've traveled very far. In 1922, Admiral Richard Byrd, a member of the Winchester, Virginia Rotary Club, carried it to the North Pole and later to the South Pole there. In 1968, astronaut Frank Borman, a member of the Houston Space Center Rotary Club, carried a banner on the Apollo 8 orbit around the Earth. Buzz Aldrin, an honorary Rotarian, placed a 4-way test pin on the moon during the Apollo 11 mission. We've had several mottos there. The first one was, "He profits most who serves best." It was from a speech in 1910 from a Chicago Rotarian. And at the same time, a Minneapolis club, they had adopted the motto, "Service, Not Self." And these two slogans, they kind of modified them, and they were approved via the official mottos at the 1950 convention. In 1989, the council established "Service Above Self" as a principal motto, since it best explains the philosophy of unselfish volunteer service. The 4-way test was created by Rotarian Herb Taylor in 1932 when he was asked to take charge of the Chicago-based Club Aluminum Company, which was facing bankruptcy during the Depression. He drew up the 24-word code of ethics for all the employees to follow in their business and professional lives. And this was credited with turning around the company and surviving during the Depression. It was adopted by Rotary in 1943 and has been translated into more than 100 languages. Women in Rotary, until 1989, the Constitution and bylaws stated that Rotary clubs were for men only. In 1978, the Rotary Club of Duarte, California, invited 3 women to become members of their club. The RI board withdrew the charter of that club for violation of the Constitution. So they brought suit against Rotary, and it went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in 1987 allowed women to become Rotarians. And women currently account for 15% of Rotary membership worldwide and 22% in North America. For the older ones in the club here, we can kind of remember when our wives were called Rotary Anns, and I never realized where that came from. It was never a term of disparagement, but grew out of a historical occasion. In 1914, San Francisco Rotarian Brew Brunier was traveling to a Rotary event by train. Few wives usually attended, but on this occasion, he had his wife Ann with him. They picked up additional convention-bound delegates, and she was introduced as the Rotarian's Ann. And the title soon became Rotary Ann. One of the Rotarians wrote a chant of Rotary Ann chant. When they arrived in Houston, the delegation greeted them, and one of the greeters was Guy Gundiker of Philadelphia, whose wife was also named Ann. So they started singing the Rotary Ann chant, and they were hoisted the men's shoulders and paraded around the hall, and that's where the term came for all Rotary wives being Anns. We've supported the Rose Parade float the past couple years there. Rotary actually had a float in the parade in 1927, 1946, and 66, but after that they didn't have it. While watching the 78 Pasadena Rose Parade on TV, Jack Gilbert, who was president of the Wilshire Rotary Club in Los Angeles, had an idea. Rotary was getting ready to celebrate its 75th anniversary in 1980 and believed by entering a float in the parade, they could communicate its message, service above self, to millions of people worldwide. So they, seven governors in Southern California agreed to underwrite the float if donations didn't come in to cover it, but the clubs contributed $35,000 and covered the full cost of it. Now they receive contributions from 8 Rotary districts and an additional 700 Rotary clubs to fund the float, and they've entered a float every year since 1980. The parade is seen by an estimated 125 million people. The cost of designing, constructing, and flower covering a float begins about $275,000. And this is Rotary's biggest public image event. And finally, on to the Rotary Foundation here. Most people know that it was started from its first contribution in Kansas City. $26.50 was left over from the annual convention in Kansas City, so they donated it to what was called the Rotary Endowment Fund at that time. Additional small amounts were annually contributed, but after 6 years, it only reached $700. So the next 4 years, the foundation finally grew to $50,000. In 1937, a $2 million goal was announced, but cut short due to World War II. In 1947, upon the death of Paul Harris, the memorial gifts poured in. By 1954, the foundation received for the first time $500,000 in a single year, and in 1965, $1 million was received that year. The Rotary Foundation now receives more than $85 million a year for its educational humanitarian work around the world. In 1930, the foundation gave its first grant, an amount of $500, to the International Association of Crippled Children. In 2023, the foundation gave out 473 district grants totaling $26 million, 324 disaster response grants totaling $15 million, 1,092 global grants totaling $55 million, and one program of scale grant totaling $2 million. Another program they have is matching grants, and since 1965, more than 3,700 grants have been awarded for projects in 135 countries. They've been made to improve hospitals, develop school programs, drill water wells, assist the handicapped or persons requiring special medical attention, provide resources for orphanages, create sanitation facilities, distribute food and medical supplies, and so on there. Most of the projects are in the range of $5,000 to $10,000, but some are $15,000 to $50,000. Probably the biggest project that we've ever had is the Polio Plus. It started out in 1979. Rotary began a project to immunize 6 million children in the Philippines. And that led to Rotary making polio eradication its top priority. Polio Plus was established in 1985 to eradicate polio and 5 other diseases from the world by 2005. The original goal was 120 million, but by 1988, Rotary had raised 219 million. To date, Rotary has contributed over 2.6 billion to fight polio, including the 1.2 billion from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, also countless volunteer hours as well. Since 1985, vaccinated 3.5 billion children in 122 countries, and worldwide cases have decreased an astounding 99%. Two countries that remain polio endemic are Pakistan and Afghanistan, basically because they won't allow us to get in there to do it. In addition to the polio immunization, providing vitamin A supplements has averted an estimated 1.5 million childhood deaths. No other non-governmental organization has ever made a commitment on the scale of Polio Plus. One way to support it is Paul Harris Fellows, which is a $1,000 gift, or a sustaining member with $100 with a stated intention of making additional contributions until $1,000 is reached. By 1994, more than 450,000 Paul Harris Fellows and 160,000 sustaining members have been added to the rolls of the foundation, and in 2006 passed the 1 million mark. Other programs they do, the Youth Exchange, we used to have quite a few students doing that. 9,000 secondary school students experienced life in another country through that. And probably the most famous is Matthew McConaughey, who was a youth exchange student in South Wales, Australia in 1988. So I just listed a few of the programs that Rotary has there. With all the good that Rotary does, you know, we should be sharing this with everybody. And it's estimated that only that between 70 and 90% of Rotarians have never proposed a new member. So think about proposing new members and sharing all that Rotary does for us. Thank you.